Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you guys for watching and listening to the Ultra Perform Show, the show about performing your best. We have our regular, wonderful, exciting, experienced, knowledgeable guest, Dr. Omar, here with us today. And he's going to share about probiotics, antibiotics, and gut health.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. I am praised constantly by this guy. It's good to be here, guys. Hello, everybody who follows us. And one of the things I thought about lately was antibiotics and how often they get prescribed. And have you guys been to the doctor, the medical doctor, and you know, you're dealing with something going on, they're like, just drink this, just give it a try. So what they'll do is they drink this antibiotic and they prescribe it to you without really knowing if you even have.
You drink antibiotics?
Well, capsule form, right? Medication.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
sure.
The idea is they usually just give it to you in an attempt to see if that might fix your issue. Now, sometimes the issue fixes after that. You know why? Because it was bacterial, in fact, and the antibiotic helped you to destroy that bacteria. Sometimes it fixes because your body fixed it on its own.
Oh, so the antibiotic has nothing to do with
it. No, you're never going to be. You didn't even have bacteria, but your body resolves on its own. Body heals. It's amazing at doing that.
It is amazing at doing that.
What you guys need to understand about antibiotics, what people don't typically understand, is that think of it as a nuclear or atomic bomb. You have a bad bacteria in your gut, but there's good bacteria in there too. You know that.
Yeah,
you hear about
yogurt.
Yeah, you
hear about the billions of cultures you should have in your stomach.
Right. Our intestinal tract is filled with this flora, this bacteria that's good for us. And when you drink an antibiotic, you think that atomic bomb says, here's the bad guys, let's kill these guys. No, it kills everybody.
That's a good point.
It kills everybody. And that is why a lot of times when you're taking an antibiotic, a common side effect is like diarrhea and intestinal issues, bloating. And not everyone gets that, but it's a common, very common side effect. And one of the ways they help to reduce that side effect, and not a lot of medical doctors will tell you that, but is to take a probiotic. So probiotics are, pro means good, right? Pro. And biotics means the bacteria and those microorganisms.
Sure.
And so a probiotic is almost, think of it as replenishing all of those good guys that you destroyed with that atomic bomb. If you don't replenish those good guys, you're going to have issues, right?
Now, sometimes it's eventually, right? You'll have issues. It's not maybe right away. That's
I'd say it's right away. Your body is damaged right away. How quickly you feel symptoms, that depends on so many factors.
Like, I didn't realize how much, I mean, I knew, I'm a pro chiropractor. I didn't realize how much I was missing it until I started seeing you again. And then I was like, I have more energy, I have this, I have that, you know, I have my muscles felt great. I was like, oh, why did I skip?
Yeah, it's so important, But our gut health is critical, guys. It's so important. Like, you don't realize how important it is. As a matter of fact, the vast majority of our immune system, if you guys worry about COVID and things out there, the biggest factor in our immune system is our gut. And if you have an unhealthy gut, you have a weak immune system.
True.
Strengthen your gut. How do you strengthen your gut? Well, there's probiotics, there's prebiotics. Yeah, you can do your gut on the outside, the abdominal head, right? Sit-ups. The probiotics that we can intake through whatever you like, whether it be yogurt, you know, healthy yogurt. Make sure you read the label what's in the yogurt. You want to avoid sugar, too much sugar and things like that. Sometimes they like to put like modified cornstarch and other ingredients in it. All you need is bacteria, and you know what they use for the yogurt, you know, cream, you know, to make it.
Is there anything else you can think of besides supplements you could take?
I always recommend that if you've had an antibiotic because you were prescribed, that you take a probiotic afterwards, actually during and afterwards for another 3 weeks afterwards to make sure that your gut health is replenished with those good guys.
Yeah, it makes a big difference for sure. I know it does. So whenever. Like, I used to get stomach aches and problems with my stomach and stress, but I was eating like crap.
Yeah, yeah.
And so once I changed my diet and became more health conscious, I don't get stomach aches. I have, you know, much less problems.
What you eat. And guys, another good tip. I'm going to share this with you guys. One quick tip. if your computer is having issues at home, do you think restarting it is a good idea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If our computer is having an issue, we want to restart. And a restart, an easy and affordable, actually you save money, way to do that is fasting.
Mm.
Do a little bit of research into fasting. It's a healthy habit to have when you want to do a restart on our internal computer. The body doesn't require these special detox programs and pills and supplements. Now, there are some good ones out there, but there are also some bad ones, and they can have negative side effects. So rather than worrying about all those things, just do an actual restart. Give your body a full rest from any food. Just drink water and let the body flush itself out. That's going to help your gut health too. Right. So when you do that, that's at any point in life, that's going to help your body in many ways. When your gut's healthy, you're going to be healthy. You're going to have a stronger immune system.
Yeah, and soda doesn't help either. It kills those little probiotics.
Okay, yeah, soda, no sugar, no processed sugar, guys.
Yep. Well, thank you guys for listening and watching. Thanks for being on our show. Can you let everyone know where you're at? So if they want to come
yes,
see
guys, we're located in Murray. We've been doing a little bit of work out in Saratoga Springs area as well, but we're located here in Murray, Utah. Really close to the hospital, the IC hospital, and the Fashion Place Mall. Kind of in the middle there. It's 5600 and State Street, essentially. The number you can reach us at if you have questions, even if you don't come in as a patient, I'm happy to answer questions for you as time permitting, is 801-905-1466. 801-905-1466. Adam will put that information on the live there for you.
It's already on there for you.
It's already on there for you.
And his website, youraccidentcenter.com. Mm-hmm. You can go and make an appointment if you want. It's really easy.
I'm going to actually do something special today. Okay, guys. What I want to do special is anybody that mentions today's show specifically, I will give him a complimentary, no-catch free visit. So that's a $99 value. Come in, get a consultation, an evaluation, and a treatment based on our findings with you. And we'll talk a little bit more about gut health if that's your concern.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Omar, and see you next week.
Yeah. We'll do this till the end of the month to put a little time on it.
Oh,
I can't
cool.
have you mention this ad for the rest of this show that we did for the rest of your life.
The rest
right?
of the month? So right, 2 days?
No, I'm talking into October.
Oh, okay.
The month of October.
You got 2 seconds.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening and watching. Catch you later. And goodbye, guys. Thanks for listening.